Good afternoon, my name is Fricky Bosch. I'm the product marketing manager for Microsoft Application Platform. And this afternoon I have Ryan Kroger from Microsoft. He's a BizTalk Server product specialist. Ryan, we released BizTalk Server 2006 R2 pretty much last year in October. And I know you've been actively involved in sort of BizTalk for a very, very long time. From a sort of services perspective, we obviously had a very, very exciting feature that became available, which was BizTalk Server RFID services. Maybe give me a bit more info as to sort of what is in BizTalk sort of RFID services and really how it fits together.
Cool. I think BizTalk Server, as you know, has been around for a while, and it's enabled businesses to connect systems together and to connect themselves to other organizations. And now for the first time, Microsoft is bringing has brought the ability to take your enterprise to the edge. And by the edge, I mean to take it down to your warehouse to manage your stock, or onto the shop floor with RFID-enabled kind of devices. So it really now extends the solutions that you were building right down to the edge, and encompasses the whole ability to manage your products. So RFID in BizTalk Server has the ability to manage devices. You can then build your processes around those devices, so you can work with your tag reads, and you can build business systems directly into RFID-based systems, which previously you couldn't do.
Yeah, Ron, that's definitely interesting, because if you actually think about it, something like RFID is actually very, very old technology. It's not a new technology, really.
No, not at all. I mean, RFID's been around for years. Second World War, I think they were starting to track military equipment and stuff with RFID devices. So it's definitely not new. No.
Why would you say with businesses and the enterprise and obviously sort of software vendors like Microsoft really embrace that type of technology, and why only now? Well, you think it's becoming cheaper? Is it more, does it make sense suddenly?
I think it's a number of factors, and A, you touched on it. The technology is definitely becoming cheaper. I think, when we started out with RFID a number of years ago, when I started looking at it, you were talking, 10 to 15 cents, for an RFID tag, whereas we're down now to sub one cent, $1. And now suddenly it becomes viable to label a shirt or to label a product that you have on your shelf. Whereas before, if you were paying, $5 for a tag, suddenly, it's not that viable, and you'd have to really think carefully about what you'd want to tag. Now you can tag anything from a $10 item up to a multi-million dollar item. Mm-hmm. And the tags have become smaller themselves. So before, a tag used to be this big thing that you'd carry around on your neck. Whereas now tags are like microchips, have become minute. I mean, if you look at certain motor manufacturers, they're putting tags inside the airbag device, to register certain components about what's happening with the airbag device, and to wheel sensors and ABS sensors. Mm-hmm. A lot of those are now becoming RFID-enabled devices because the tags are getting smaller. So I think, Microsoft as a software vendor has realized, well, as the technology is growing, the only thing that's stopping the rapid adoption of it is not having software that's readily available and easy to use.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where Microsoft's now come to market to say, well, let's help you. Let's make this easy. Let's help you, benefit from RFID.
Yeah, and I think to ultimately also drive mass adoption.
Because, absolutely.
If it's a technology that's becoming cheaper and more people use it, then I think everyone will benefit.
Well, it's a vicious circle, because the more people use it, the better the technology gets, which brings more people to the party, which helps drive the technology better. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So Ryan, looking at BizTalk Server and the whole BizTalk architecture, and there's a whole business application layer in terms of all the business sort of processes, and you have the actual, obviously the BizTalk Server engine, and then this new sort of RFID service is sort of, how does that connect and fit into BizTalk, and also how easy is it to get a physical RFID device or tag registered or connected to BizTalk?
Okay, well, it's funny that you say, because even though it's called BizTalk RFID services, it's actually the install, it's a separate application completely. So you can run RFID without any of the other BizTalk stuff. To get your RFID integrated to your normal BizTalk environment, you would use something like Windows Communication Foundation and hook the two up that way around. So you'd have your tag reads and you'd have your RFID-based system calling out to Windows Communication Foundation services exposed by BizTalk Server. And that's the way you'd probably integrate the two together. So even though they're two separate products, they can work together seamlessly because they all fit into that connected systems, okay. You know, or they fit underneath the connected systems umbrella.
Yeah. Okay. If I would like to embark on a sort of BizTalk RFID service implementation, I mean, can you give me some guidance as to what I need to look at? Because I think sort of integrating sort of systems is one thing, but working now with the technology, which is pretty much a specialist technology, is there sort of certain areas that you need to look at in a bit more detail in terms of architecture, use, what type of device, what type of technology?
Well, I think, and I'm glad you raised that because it's an important point, and I think if people don't understand that RFID is a specialist technology and they try, you know, to do the adoption, you know, it won't necessarily, first time it won't work, because to set up RFID readers and antennas and devices and all that kind of stuff is a specialist skill, because it's radio frequency, so it's affected by light, it's affected by metal, it's affected by temperature, water, et cetera, et cetera. So I think primarily the first bit of advice that I could give you would be to find a good RFID partner and partner with them and let them do the specialist RFID side of
it. The actual technology.
So let them roll out your antennas, let them roll out your readers, let them get the tags that you need, let them do the RFID side of things. And then what you can focus on is building the business software. And that's where Microsoft BizTalk server with RFID works really well, to build the business process, and you can focus on building that.
Okay, great. Ryan, it's also, there are different types of RFID technology. You know, there's sort of different types of antennas and physically different, they're called sort of passive active. Can you sort of elaborate a little bit on what really sort of goes where and what type of application these sort of different types of RFID standards and technologies actually
play? The passive is the most commonly used one, and that's typically your access card at a door where you swipe it, and once the tag comes into range, it excites the tag wakes up, and you can read some info off the tag. And that's typically small amounts of information. You can store small amounts of info back to the tag. Then you get the fully active tags that actually are alive, and they don't require a field to excite them. And they can be read from longer range. They can be read. You can store more data on them, et cetera, et cetera. So it would... I guess the tag that you go for would depend on the business solution you're trying to adopt. And again, your RFID specialist partner would be able to elaborate and advise on which is the best approach.
Yeah.
But for things like, you know, fast-moving consumer goods where you'd want to store the temperature and humidity of that goods, you know, from your shop floor or from your factory floor through the supply chain right down to the store, you'd want to see if your carton of yogurt ever exceeded a particular temperature.
Yeah.
That would typically be an active tag because that, you know, needs to be alive and it's storing information constantly about.
And it has sort of a battery backup, so it's a bit more of a.
So that would be an active, you know, kind of scenario for an active tag.
Okay. Ryan, well, I think, I mean, you obviously alluded, I mean, the whole supply chain, and I think sort of RFID definitely, is a great technology for really automating the whole supply chain. I mean, how do you see business really seeing the return on investment? And if I would embark on something like RFID, you know, sort of how quick would I actually see, and is there real sort of return on investment?
Absolutely. I mean, we've now in the past couple of weeks or months, we've seen businesses adopting RFID across the board, from, you know, legal firms tracking legal documents. With RFID stickers to, you know, fast moving goods in the supply chain to the typical logistics and you know, stock management kind of thing, where, you know, before you'd have to do a stock take and you'd have to close your store down for a couple of days and you'd have to get your staff to count little pieces of screws and, you know, washers and stuff, and, you know, that horrible stock take scenario, where now, you know, a stock take used to take an entire weekend of your whole, you know, company there. You can now do a stock take in, you know, a matter of an hour, walking around with an RFID reader, reading all your stuff and consolidating your stock. So I think you'd get very quick return on your investment.
Yeah. Okay. Ryan, just as a last question, I think for the people out there, and if I'm more technically inclined, how can I get going? What resources can I really go to from a Microsoft and an RFID technology perspective?
Well, with the install for BizTalk Server comes the RFID SDK, the Solution Developer Kit, and in there are samples and pretty much everything you need to know to be able to get something up and running really quick and really easy. And from your simple USB RFID device, you can hook up an application. If you're technically, you know, enabled and you're familiar with the BizTalk environment, you can get a fully working solution up in an hour or two.
Okay.
Just going through the SDK and looking at the samples and the tutorials that they give you.
Okay, wonderful. Ryan, so thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Frickie. Thanks.